Chapter 4, Pentecost, the Apostles Begin Their Work. This chapter is based on. As the disciples returned from Olivet to Jerusalem, the people expected to see on their faces confusion and defeat, but they saw gladness and triumph. The disciples had seen the risen Savior, and his parting promise echoed in their ears. In obedience to Christ's command, they waited in Jerusalem for the outpouring of the Spirit, continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. They knew they had an advocate at the throne of God. In awe they bowed in prayer, repeating the assurance, "Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." Higher and still higher they extended the hand of faith. As the disciples waited, they humbled their hearts in repentance and confessed their unbelief. Truths which had passed from their memory were again brought to their minds, and these they repeated to one another. Scene after scene of the Savior's life passed before them. As they meditated on his pure life, they felt that no toil would be too hard, no sacrifice too great, if only they could bear witness in their lives to the loveliness of Christ's character. If they could have the past 3 years to live over, they thought, how differently they would act. But they were comforted by the thought that they were forgiven, and they determined, so far as possible, to atone for their unbelief by bravely confessing him before the world. The disciples prayed with intense earnestness for a fitness to meet men and speak words that would lead sinners to Christ. Putting away all differences, they came close together. And as they drew nearer to God, they realized what a privilege had been theirs to associate so closely with Christ. The disciples did not ask for a blessing merely for themselves. They were weighted with the burden of the salvation of souls. In obedience to the word of the Savior, they offered their supplications for the gift of the Holy Spirit, and in heaven Christ claimed the gift, that he might pour it upon his people.